The Barbados Renewable Energy Association, better known as BREEA, sees the call by the Barbados Light and Power Company for a rate hike as either an attempt to call a bluff or to force the government to hasten negotiations. Vice President of BREEA, Aidan Rogers, tells Sagicor's Early Business that for quite some time now, there's been a need to reformulate the BLMP's license structure that is due to expire in 9 years' time.
I think a lot of this needs to be put in the context of what has been happening in Barbados for over the last decade. We've seen a scenario where since as far back as 2007, this current government, when they were previously in government, had indicated that they were going to push towards a renewable energy strategy for the island to reduce its fossil fuel usage. Since that time, the last government would have also signaled some intention of going towards greater renewable energy penetration, and the discussion continued on for over a decade to where we're at the stage of now saying we want to achieve 100% in just shy of 11 years. What has not happened during that intervening period is the provision of any clarity as to how we were going to meet any of those targets that were set over the last 11 years. And more importantly, no decisive steps have been taken to change the regulatory model under which the utility currently operates. And to break that down, I'm simply speaking to the fact that the Barbados Light and Power is operating under a franchise for 40 years that they were granted in 1986 to expire in 2028, largely based on fossil fuel generation. We've had over a decade of government signaling that that modality is to change, which is now mushroomed into a call for 100% within the remaining 9 years conversion by 2030 of the existing license. For the past 8 years, the utility company has been in negotiations for a new license, which would pretty much usher in the necessary changes to their franchise to facilitate that investment to meet that target. In other words, the whole call for a rate hike seems largely to be a symptom of the failure of successive governments to really reformulate that license structure. And I think this is one of the things that we in BREEA have been encouraging the new government to deal with some alacrity. And I think there's some response to it. But again, with a new government being in place and this ambitious target being set, and less than 9 years left on the existing franchise, it appears as though the utility is either calling a bluff or simply trying to see how best they can hasten those negotiations. And this is not a simple issue because we have a scenario, David, where we're asked to fully convert the existing grid infrastructure in 9 years when the utility company's license expires in 2028. In other words, making an investment over the next 9 years would need to be recovered for some time beyond that period in the future. And unless those negotiations are concretized in terms of the cost implications, assets that may have to be retired prematurely, great investments that have to be made, it's no surprise that the shareholders for Emera Caribbean are indicating that they're signaling that would want some accelerated discussion of a rate hike. This is a space where we in BREEA have to watch, because we're of the view that if the government can accurately and aggressively seek to negotiate a license, it could possibly forestall this call or this move towards a rate hike or a rate hearing sometime in the second half of the year, or at a minimum clarify some of the issues that may come up in a rate hearing. Because the rate hearing will largely concern the new cost recovery modalities for renewable investments that will have to be made, and also upgrades to the grid. So this is something that we're watching developing here in the sector over the next couple of weeks.
Vice President of BREEA, Aidan Rogers, on Sagicor's Early Business.